Michael Beschloss, historian, said Johnson was very suspicious, very emotional, very terrified person, tended to focus on Kennedy as behind everything. When there was a bad newspaper story, it was Kennedy. When black leaders were complaining he wasn't doing enough in civil rights, he thought Kennedy was behind it. Do you think there's anything to that?
Kennedy wasn't the only one. But yes, the Kennedys were what Johnson called the Georgetown set. They had cultivated the Joe Crafts and Scotty Restons and the national columnists who were part of the so-called Georgetown set, and they had done that very well. So as things leaked or what have you, or criticisms, oftentimes he thought that was one of the Kennedys, probably Bobby Kennedy. They were not the only ones. It was interesting, again, Moyers and I were talking, and it was said that you're not paranoid if they really are out to get you.
Right.
And Johnson, more correctly than incorrectly, identified people who were out to get him and that these leaks or these kinds of stories emanated from them.
Beschloss also says that this was perhaps the president of the century where there was the greatest difference between the way he appeared in public. He said this commanding, stoical Texan and the way he was in private, which was charming, bulldozing, oftentimes terrified, very emotional, very different from what I'd been led to expect. Was there a difference there?
Well, yeah, as I say, the Lyndon Johnson that we knew privately was much more outgoing, much more loose than the Lyndon Johnson that was seen in public ceremonies and on television. And I think this is true about everybody I've ever known in very high office, whether it's CEOs of companies or whether it's top political leaders. There is a certain insecurity that goes with that. You know everybody's gunning for you. There's a certain insecurity that goes with that, and certainly Johnson had that.
You no doubt read the book, The Passage of Power. This is the fourth book in the series, Path to Power, Means of Ascent, Master of the Senate, by Robert Caro.
Yep. I'm just started it.
He portrays Johnson as alternating between scheming opportunist and visionary progressive. Would you have a comment that that's an accurate description?
I first was interviewed by Bob Caro, and of course I don't show up till 65, which is going to be in his next volume if he lives that long. But he had written his first book in early 90s. The Johnson people were just furious about it because it painted a Lyndon Johnson very one-sided and very negative. Olivia and I used to host a reception at our home, I mean, for the Penn Faulkner Award winners, which is a literary award. We never knew who was coming because it was the novelists, it was the historians, et cetera, et cetera. One year, like 92, 93, somebody told Olivia, this is after Caro's book came out, that Robert Caro was here. She came to me and she said, I understand Robert Caro is here. Get the out of our house. So I made a point of meeting him, and I was charmed by him. I liked him. He said, well, could I interview you? I did, and every one of the Johnson people, John Connolly, George Christian, everybody said, you're a fool to do that because he misquoted people in the first volume, can't be trusted, etc. So I started the interview and I said, it's too bad you're such a damn good writer. I said, you captured a Lyndon Johnson very, very well in a very entertaining way. You missed another 13 or 14 Lyndon Johnsons that a number of us got to know. And I said, my impression of you, having read the Moses book, Robert Moses book, and this, you're fascinated by people who wield power. You dislike intensely people who enjoy wielding power. He paused and he said, that's a very interesting observation. Flash forward about 14 years in our second interview up in New York, he had hauled out the notes. He had kept those notes. And he said that either he changed his attitude or Lyndon Johnson changed over those years because he sees other Lyndon Johnsons, and he thinks they will come out in his books. And indeed, they did. And I think from what I can tell of this book so far, he's got more Lyndon Johnsons, and I think he'll have even more Lyndon Johnsons, the negative and the positive, in his next volume.
So it is accurate the way he's portraying.
Yeah, pretty much so. Pretty much so. I never knew Lyndon Johnson before 65, basically. I've heard stories about him and everything. I can only attest I was with him virtually in the bedroom at 7 every morning until he retired at night for 4 years and then stayed in touch with him the 4 years before he died.